The Clayton County town of Elkader is a postcard pretty place, nestled amid timbered bluffs, the Turkey River flowing through it. It's so attractive, in fact, a man moved halfway around the world from his birthplace to live here.
This was the selling point for me into wanting to move to Elkader. We have this beautiful view. You can get the sound of the dam, a majestic view of the Keystone Bridge.
That's Algerian-born Frederic Boudouani. He's on the back deck of his restaurant, Sheraz, named after his sister, where couscous is the house specialty. He proudly wears a replica of the jersey worn by the Algerian soccer team during last year's World Cup. Boudouani holds the distinction of being the only Muslim resident of Elkader.
10 years ago, you would have told me I'll be living in a town of 1,500 people in northeast Iowa. I would have called you insane, but I am the proof that life is full of surprises.
So what would pull this man with a doctorate degree in computer engineering from MIT away from life in the big city to this picturesque village in northeast Iowa? Well, it's another one of those surprises. Boudouani is here because the town is named after the man he calls the George Washington of Algeria, Muslim freedom fighter Emir Abdelkader.
The greatness in the story of Elkader is that in the mid-1800s, people found in this community, to their great credit, had the open-mindedness to name it after somebody from the other part of the world that they never met. They didn't share his language, they didn't share his culture, they didn't share his religion, yet they did that.
Townspeople are not 100% sure why the Founding Fathers chose to name Elkader after a hero from the Arab world. Amateur historian Marge Costigan has lived in town since 1919. The best she can come up with is the early pioneers were simply reading the papers at the time.
They looked for a name and he was in the news and that was it.
In 1846, when the town was founded, Abdelkader was leading North African resistance to French invaders. He eventually lost the fight, but he did manage to organize the various tribes of the region into a place now known as Algeria. Since the town's naming, the residents of Elkader have polished Abdelkader's image. Here's what members of the Elkader High Class of 1915 wrote about him in an essay titled The Sheik.
A scholar, a philosopher, a lover of liberty, a champion of his religion, a born leader of men, a great soldier, a capable administrator, a persuasive orator, a chivalrous opponent.
The reader is Elkader native Kathy Garms. She directs the Abdelkader Education Project, which takes advantage of the town's connection to this legendary Muslim figure to teach Iowans about Islam and the Middle East.
It was a little slow to start a couple years ago when we started on the project, and now greater awareness, people realize that this is something that they need to know. We no longer can be sheltered. We have to be proactive in learning whenever we can.
The project sponsors an essay contest for high school students, hosts an annual forum on Islam in Elkader, and offers teacher workshops across the state. Elkader has also capitalized on its bond to the Muslim world to become one of the smallest communities in the U.S. to form an overseas sister city relationship. It's with Mascara, Algeria, the hometown of Abdelkader. Former Mayor Ed Olson was a key figure in establishing the tie, but not everyone in town was happy about it. Olson's widow Ruth says he lost his re-election bid not long after leading a contingent from Elkader to Mascara.
We were guilty when we came home of being too enthusiastic. We were, the 10 of us were flying high, so to speak, you know. And it just didn't mean that much to everybody else.
That was in the early 1980s. It took another 20 years before the Elkader Algeria link brought Frederic Boudouani to town.
The first thing we did is showed up in town, found the sign that said Elkader and got out of the car and took a picture next to it. I was like, okay, well, now what?
The town's name kept pulling at Boudouani. By 2006, he could no longer resist. So he pulled up stakes in Boston, where he was living, and opened an Algerian restaurant on Main Street with Iowa native Brian Bruning. Frederic soon became a minor celebrity in Elkader, and whether he liked it or not, a spokesman for all of Islam.
Throughout the years, if there is a terrorist attack across the world, people will show up here and ask me of my point of view. I'm like, why do they hate us? I'm like, go ask them. I don't know. I'm your neighbor. I live right next door to you. I don't know why they hate us.
His neighbors have stood by him over the past 5 years. Like many Iowa towns, Elkader flooded in 2008. The peaceful Turkey River turned vicious and caused $250,000 in damage to Sheras. When Iowans heard about it, they lent a hand in the cleanup.
And I still get choked up talking about it because we were, if anybody was in doubt about human kindness, I think that event was the proof that it's well and alive. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here.
So Budwani has settled into Elkader with no plans to leave. He's bought another building on Main Street with a sketchy idea of converting it to an American-Algerian cultural center and business incubator. He'll no doubt also continue to gather international attention for being the only Muslim in a small Iowa town. The Arab-language Al Jazeera TV network recently brought in a crew to tell his story.
Abdulrahim Fuqara, Al Jazeera, Baldat Al Qadir, في ولاية أيوة الأمريكية.
And also in Elkader, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.